Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical slash agrochemical segment before we move on to other segments and bring you updates from stock markets as well. So over to Abhishek now.
Good morning, friends. Thanks for Ratan. So we start this new week with some of our chemical and agrochemical updates. So global chemical manufacturer Grasim Industries has planned to commission chemical plants with the capacity of 439 kilotons per annum during the next 3 years. Among these are BB Puram, which is in Andhra Pradesh, with 47 KTPA capacity, phase 1. This would be during Q1 of FY23. The same plant will add 73 kilotons per annum in phase 2. And the company's plant in Gujarat will add 146 kilotons per annum capacity during Q1 of FY24. The epoxy expansion plant will add about 123 kilotons per annum in Q1 of FY24. And finally, the epichlorohydrin, which is ECH project, will add 50 kilotons per annum during Q1 of FY25. This would be through brownfield expansion. The company plans to expand the caustic soda capacity to 1,530 kilotons per annum. From the existing 1,264 kilotons per annum by 2024. HP Adhesive Limited, it has informed that they have been granted consent to operate by Maharashtra Pollution Control Board for expansion with amalgamation of existing consent. This is applicable for existing unit as well as new manufacturing unit in the adjacent plot, which is located in Kalapur district, Raigarh, in Maharashtra. The consent to operate is a key permission to commission operation of a new manufacturing unit as well as operate expanded capacity at the existing unit. This will contribute to increase in total production capacity. So we'll keep a watch on HP adhesives. AG Farm, which is a Dubai-based agrochemical startup which aims to revolutionize the agricultural world by digitally allowing the buyers to access and buy agro inputs in just a few clicks, has marked its presence in India. Following their vision of producing and providing high quality agro-based product to Indian customers, the newly launched company has now opened office in India as well. The AG Farm will be the first agrochemical company whose product will include herbicide, pesticide, fungicide and plant growth regulators. Will only be available on e-commerce platform like Dehat, AgroStar, Farms and others, which has at never before attractive prices. So it seems they will be using heavy discounts to generate their customers online. And finally, Wellspun India Limited has earlier announced the revision of advanced material project being set up through its Wellspun Advanced Material India Limited, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the company. The Wellspun Advanced Material has commenced its operation with effect from March 12, 2022. The company's facility at Telangana has installed capacity of 17,729 metric tons per annum of spun lace, with estimated revenue of rupees 370 crores per annum at around full capacity utilization. So we'll keep a watch here on this recent commissioning of a new capacity. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the U.S. market. U.S. market ended in the negative territory. So Dow Jones ended in the negative territory, 229 points down. S&P was down by 55 points and Nasdaq was down by 286 points. So Friday closing, US 30 futures was trading 128 points up and US 500 futures was trading 18 points up as we trading 18 points up as we speak. Share oil prices have corrected after there is a hope for the Ukraine talks. So this is the third or the fourth round of talk which is possibly going on. Oil after touching almost 138 per barrel has now receded to $109 per barrel and seems to be in the consolidation mode for the past 3 days or so. As far as the SGX Nifty is concerned, it is trading around 16,560 levels after having touched the highs of 16,839. Seems to be consolidating between 16,600 and 16,800 levels. So we need to see how this could pan out for India. As far as Asian indices are concerned, some of them are in green, some of them are red. Mixed setup response. So Australia is in green. New Zealand was trading in red. Both Hong Kong and China are trading in red. And Japan, which is one of the major economies here, is also the mixed set of responses. It was trading in red so far. So Nikkei 500 is trading 2.5 percentage points in the negative territory. The rest, all other indices were trading in green. And as far as South Korea is concerned, most of the indices are green. So mixed set of response. We await as to how this could pan out for India. SGX Nifty could give some inputs here. Nifty closed at 16,630 levels and taking the cues from SGX Nifty where we see a red candle, hopefully it should be, should settle around 16,500 levels or so. However, we'll wait for the market opening and take cues from there before we build any expectations on the market. But seems to be a day of caution rather than optimism, as the there are possibilities of talks between Russia and Ukraine. Moving on to data from the F&O segment, so we are seeing maximum call open interest at 18,000 followed by 17,000 levels, and call writing we are seeing at 17,600 followed by 18,000 levels. Maximum pain we are seeing at 16,700 levels, and for put we are seeing the maximum put open interest at 16,000 followed by 16,500. Put writing we are seeing at 16,000 followed by 16,500, and unwinding we are seeing at 15,500 followed by 17,500 levels. Some stocks which are seeing high delivery percentage, so OFSS, GMR Infra, ICICI GI, Pfizer, Astral, Asian Paints, Infosys, ITC, Godrej, CP and Hindustan Unilever are some of the stocks which are seeing very high delivery percentage here, and one needs to watch out for these stocks, especially OFSS and GMR Infra, and also I say General Insurance, which are seeing delivery percentage in upwards of 70%, so it's a quite very high number. As far as long buildup is concerned, there are 60 plus stocks where we are seeing long buildup. Out of these, some of the stocks are GNFC, Chambal Fertilizer, Financial Nifty, which is an index obviously, Coromandel, Balrampur, Chini, Cipla, IOC and Laurus Labs. GNFC has already moved in the recent part, so one needs to be careful. There are some stocks, about 20 stocks which are seeing long unwinding, and out of this, ABB, Colgate, Palmolive and Indalco are some of the major stocks which have seen the unwinding. About 40 plus stocks which are seeing short buildup, and out of this Star is something that is seeing a short buildup here. Dalmia, Bharat, Mothers and Sumi, About India, and Star is the code for Strides Pharma. About India, Whirlpool, Manapuram Finance, Biocon, BEL, SRF, Post Limited, these are some of the stocks where short buildup is being seen and one needs to watch it for. About 70 plus stocks which are seeing short covering because of the upward trend for the past 3-4 days in the Nifty, obviously. So AU Bank, MCX, Gale, Navin Fluorine, Trent, Polycab, Apollo, Alembic Pharma, which is APL Limited, Dixon, UBL, and Jubilant Pharma. These are seeing short coverings, and that seems to be interesting and needs to be watched out for. On the bulk deal front, so we have Dish TV India Limited, which has been sold by Uno Metals Limited. And Banaras Beads has been picked up by MI Lifestyle Marketing Global Private Limited. So these are some of the major bulk deals that we're seeing. Now moving on to the news segment, we'll look at some of the important news and important stocks. So in the ALCO industry, so ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund through various schemes has sold about 11.81 lakh. equity shares in the company. This one needs to take note of, because while people are too bullish on the commodity segment, aluminium specifically has seen a correction in the past week, and one needs to be very careful of this. Aluminium touched 320 plus, rather 325 rupees per kg. So one needs to be careful of this one, and now it is trading around 282, and probably in the wake of this one, it has been offloaded by Hindalco. Hindalco has been offloaded by ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund. Dhanvarsh of Invest has approved raising funds to the extent of 89 crores, and this will be by way of issuing equity shares and also warrants to non-promoters on a preferential basis. CESE has said that a transaction for sale and transfer of 100% shareholding in Surya Vidyut to Torrent Power has been completed. GAIL India at the same time has approved payment of second interim dividend of Rs. 5 per share for the financial year, and the record date has been set as March 22. Anupam, so Lupin has received approval from US FDA for the abbreviated new drug application Vigabatrin for oral solution USP, and this is a generic equivalent of Savril owned by Lundbeck Pharmaceuticals LLC. Jubilant Foodworks has, so here Mr. Pratik Rashmikant Pota has resigned as the CEO and full-time director of the company. We need to see how this could possibly impact the sentiment on the markets. Some other important news, so Reliance Industries, and the Reliance Retail, which is a subsidiary of Reliance Industries, has issued notices to terminate subleases of 947 Future Group stores, and the company plans to reopen them after reconciling stock and inventory positions. Infosys and International Tennis Hall have announced a multi-year transformational collaboration, and thus making Infosys the IITHF's official digital innovation partner. Colgate Palmolive, so some change of guards here as well. So the Nomination and Remuneration Committee at the company, which is Colgate Palmolive, have recommended the name of Prabha Narasimhan as its next MD and CEO to the Board of Directors. State Bank of India is working to revamp the YONO mobile application to build it on a pure digital bank. And there will be a lot of focus on digital banks now, and also probably digital currency, as we see the aftermath of the ban on the currency of Russia, which is coming out of this conflict. Wipro has partnered with Pandorum Technologies, which is a biotechnology company working in the field of tissue engineering. And so some interesting news and interesting moves we have seen from Lupin in the past couple of days. So this is all from our side. And finally, before we leave, we'll leave you with some FII and DII data. So FIIs have sold shares worth 2,263 odd crores on March 11, and domestic institutional investors have bought equities worth rupees 1686 odd crores on NSE. So this is all from our side, and we wish you a happy and trading day. Trade rich, trade safe, and play safe. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, take care and bye-bye.